hands to sweep his hair back into place. Moving quietly, he made his way from the refresher and across the small living room of his apartment. He proceeded out onto the balcony, where he stopped and stared out across Coruscant's endless cityscape. Traffic in the galactic capital never stopped, and he found the constant buzz and blur of shuttles speeding by soothing. He leaned out over the railing of the balcony as far as he could, his eyes unable to pierce the darkness to make out the planet's surface hundreds of stories below.
"Don't jump. I don't want to have to clean up the mess."
He turned his head at the sound of Bastila's voice behind him. She stood at the threshold of the balcony door, the bedsheet draped around her shoulders to ward off the night's chill. Her long brown hair, normally pulled back up from her forehead into a bun on top and a short ponytail below, hung loose and sleep-tousled. Her face was only partially illuminated by the glow of the city below, yet he could see her lips pressed into a wry smile. Despite her joking words, he could see real concern etched on her features. "Sorry," he said, stepping away from the rail and turning toward her. "Didn't mean to wake you. Just needed to clear my head."
"Maybe you should speak